Hi. If you've got 5 minutes or so, I'll help you better understand how parts are affecting you and what you can do to live a calmer, happier, more courageous life, one short, helpful podcast at a time. Let's get started. Welcome to You and All of Your Parts. Hi, I'm Laura Lively. I want to talk about some of my favorite parts, inner critics. Now, come on. Did you guys just like roll your eyes? Like, I need some pom-poms or something to actually like cheer these guys on. They've got a hard job. And I know that they may not be your favorite. And I see that part of you and I totally get it. But I wanted to talk about some interesting nuances in some of the critics I've seen, my own, as well as other people's critics. So I have what I call a lot of critics. Does anybody old enough here to know who John Wayne was or is or was? I guess he's still an icon. I remember as a kid, I heard him called a man's man. And I had no idea what that meant. So I asked my mom and she was like, oh, that means he's very macho. So I was like, So I looked it up and just recently I looked it up again in the Merriam-Webster.com dictionary. And it says a man noted or admired for traditionally masculine interests and activities. So it got me thinking about my own critics. Most of my critics are what I would call a critic's critic. They are very critical. They are very loud. They really couldn't care less about telling me what an idiot I am. They say things like, what the heck were you thinking? How could you have been so stupid? What's the matter with you? Like, they're not pulling any punches. And frankly, they seldom care if what they say hurts me or not. This is what I'm calling a critic's critic, like a man's man. There is no question that this is a critic, right? There's no lovey-feely. There's no touchy-feely there. The person is telling me I'm an idiot, and that's all there is to it. But I was talking to some of my fellow IFS practitioners, and we were comparing notes on our critics. Yes, that's what we IFS geeks do. We sit around and we talk about our parts. And one of my friends said, mine aren't loud and swaggering like that, Laura. They just say things like, oh, you'll never do that. Or that's not happening. And she said that they stated in very matter-of-fact terms, like there's no room for argument. They say them as if they are gospel. I was kind of flabbergasted. And so I then started paying more attention to my own inner system. And sure enough, I found that I have some of these more what I'm calling a stealth critic. They're quiet, they're resolute in what their opinion is, and they state it like it's a fact. Like it's a fact. It's a fact of nature. That's just the way it is. Of the law of nature. No, that's not going to happen. No, you won't do that. That's never going to change. They state it like that. So once I was aware of them, I got curious. And I'm applying my triple A's here, right? Like acknowledge, accept, and appreciate. And I got to know these critics as well to understand why they were stating it as if it's fact. And like most of our critics, they're coming from a place of wanting to keep us safe. So my invitation for you this week is, how do your critics show up? Do you have a critic's critic? Or do you have these more quiet critics that speak as if their word is law? Drop a note in the comments. Shoot me an email at laura@lauralively.com. I would love to hear how your critics show up for you. And what are you doing to be able to acknowledge, accept, and appreciate them? Thanks for joining me today. Be sure to check out the description for links and some free resources. And until next time, love to you and all of your parts. Thanks for listening today. Please like and subscribe so you always know about new content. And don't forget to check out my website where I offer a free e-course and a complimentary 50-minute session to see how I can help you deepen your parts work journey. I'll see you again soon. Until then, love to you and all of your parts.